This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of World Sweeper, and we're speaking today with Leon Nelson, who is the owner and chief mechanic at Superior Property Maintenance Services, Incorporated. They're located in Tamarack, Florida, which is a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. They are the World Sweeper June 2012 featured contractor of the month. So congratulations on that, Leon.
I'm honored to be chosen as a World Sweeper contractor of the month. It is just big and a great deal for us as contractor in sweeping and maintenance companies to be that person for this month, and will continue being that person.
Well, you certainly are deserving of the honor. You have a beautiful website. You do many, many services. So let's talk about first how this all got started. How did you get into this? I don't know if you were the founder of the company or if you came in later, but you can cover any part of that. How did you get involved with property maintenance and sweeping?
Well, coming to Florida from Jamaica, sweeping was my first job, working for a sweeper company back in 1997. That's where I got my first start as a porter. From there, I moved on to operating a sweeper. We take it from there, working with this company for approximately 3 years, then leave to another company. I was with them for approximately another 3 years, then start Brown's Cleaning Services with me and a fellow co-worker. Well, that didn't work too well. So that broke up. Got a job at Waste Management, and into doing that, I joined with Ainsley Janitorial Company, so sweeping Waste Management. My professional is a welder, so I got a job at Waste Management as a welder that was paying me more money, but by doing so, the manager decided to end the contract with Ainsley's, and he asked me, pretty much, why don't you get a sweeper truck? And start your own business. I in turn look at him and said, man, those truck cost too much money. I can't afford a truck. But from there, I met up with the contractor of the welding company that I was working with, and he said to me, well, what if I gave you the money to buy a truck? This guy wrote a check for $25,000. I had that check for just about a week, thinking, wow, somebody wrote me a check for $25,000 and said, try to get a sweeper.
My goodness, that speaks to your work ethic right there.
Yeah, pretty much. I had the check and decided, well, trying to figure out what to do with the check. You know, you just don't walk up into somebody that writes a check for that money. However, called Schwartz, and we ordered a truck. That was the new 348i with the Deutsch engine. And we got that. My first contract I got was a Walmart contract. We still got that contract till this very day.
And what year was this?
This was 2005. From there, we just took off nonstop. That company, we named that company Nelco. I named it off myself. Nelco lasted for 5 years. It just didn't work right with me and my partner. It was just way off. So I broke off from that. I walked away from that company, as a matter of fact, without just walk away from it, leaving with nothing. Nothing at all. Walk away from all four sweepers. Just walk away from it. From there, we start Superior Property Maintenance. Starting Superior Property Maintenance off the ground with just the barrage of issues we had. From there, I had my mom with a cancer. We had so much issue that year. People asked me, are you still going to start a company with all these issues you're having? And this is all I knew, man. I knew sweeping, and I knew I could bounce back from sweeping into believing myself. And a great business manager I have, Patricia McKeachin, that really believe in me. And we start Superior Property Maintenance. Never had no truck. Never had the money to pay them on a truck because credit was bad. Nobody believed in you to say, well, how are you going to get up off the ground with no equipment, or how are you going to get contracts? We called David at Victor Sweepers, and David said to me, well, I have a truck. I could give it to you for a price. Pull every last time I had, and got the truck. Truck was not what I'm used to, but I took it and I turned it around, rebuild it, give it a new color, make it look better, send back a picture to Victory on the truck, what it looks like after we fixed it. And from there, we went on. The truck started giving a whole lot of issues. It was just a hard, I would say a hard year in starting Superior Property Maintenance. We named that truck Spirit. The reason why we named it Spirit, it's the willpower that I had and that my business manager had, the spirit to get off the ground, regardless of the situation that I was in. We got off the ground, up and running. It was just like, all I could say is just, a God bless.
I tell you, that's the kind of Horatio Alger type story that we were used to in earlier in the last century, and that I think has become more difficult to find in today's certainly business climate, but in today's individuals and entrepreneurs to really believe in themselves and make it go. So congratulations on that whole story. I think is just very heartwarming.
It's a situation where, like I said to friends around me, I said, listen up, this thing could make me and it could break me, but I'm going to make it make me. I won't let it break me. One person would say, no matter what bullet comes your way, Leon, you never cease to stand up and don't fall. We know what the client wants. If you give a client what you put on paper and you're willing to go above and beyond, then by all means, you will strive to the highest level.
Well, I have to agree with you completely. There's so many times that people overpromise and underdeliver rather than going in the opposite direction. And I always counsel people to, you know, whatever's in their contract and whatever bid price they get it for, make sure that you can overdeliver, if anything. And, you know, today I think too many people tend to take contracts that don't call out enough money. And so they underdeliver and then wonder why they're continually having problems. And then that snowballs too, because then you can't afford to fix your sweepers because you don't have the money, and you can't afford to get good personnel, so there's turnover and so forth. So that's good for you. Yeah, what is it that you sweep with today?
Today, we pretty much still, we use the 348 LEs, 348i. We got a 347 light and a Mark II that we currently have. We just have to our fleet a S340, I think it's a S340 48. We just got that one for the parking garages at Aventura Mall. We just acquired that mall about 3 months ago.
That is primarily what you do, is parking lot sweeping. I didn't see any mention of street sweeping on your on
so
your site.
Far, no. We haven't gone to that area yet. I tend to not try to go to do something that we can't take care of. Street sweeping is something that we can do, but we want to make sure when we go at it, we're able to deliver. So we stay right here now in parking lot sweeping, porter, whatever property maintenance there is, and we grow. It's a growth, you know.
Well, that's certainly a good business model to have. You know, there's no question about it. I was impressed with your website. Not only it looks good, but even with your day porter service or your porter service, I guess that could be day or night, you talk about something as simple as cleaning cobwebs from around, you know, under gutters and around windows and that kind of thing. And, you know, that's something that I've seen be missed in inspections I've done where other sweeping I'm around other sweeping contractors and their porter teams. So to me, just that you would be willing to say that, you know, and wiping windowsills and so forth really showed the level of conviction and thoroughness and training that your people must have to make sure to get that, because you're willing to put it out there that that's something you're going to take care of.
You're doing property maintenance. You're cleaning. Now, if the building wasn't made with cobwebs, then obviously it's something that we need to clean off. So you walk along the walkways, you got dust after a while that is on the wall, and pretty much it's something that we might want to recommend to our managers that we need to wash it off. If it's something that we could get off by simple wiping it down, then yes, our porter has to take care of a situation like that to give that property that extreme look of beauty. I myself, we do inspections, you know, randomly. We'll just pull up and walk with our porter or walk along the parking lot at night just to point out stuff to our sweepers. My guys will tell you that I don't sleep. Because at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, wherever I want to do the route, I'm up. And pretty much we do a roll call when I get up. Each and every parking lot sweeper we have out there carries a radio. So once we're up, we got a roll call, 4 o'clock in the morning. We call it where they got to give me a situation update. And we take it from there throughout the night to make sure we're on target for opening in the mornings from our properties.
Well, I was recently at the facility of one of the premier contractors in the country, a guy named Gail Holzman at American Sweeping in Kansas City, Missouri. And one of the things that I was there for 4 days, and he didn't, two of those were weekend days, and he didn't take weekend time. He had time off, but one of the things I noticed that he did was that he would just show up at job sites and look at things and be, you know, very had a very good rapport with his employees, and it wasn't like he was sneaking up over his shoulder, over their shoulder, but he would certainly point out anything that he saw, and he wouldn't necessarily say, you know, I'm coming out. Sometimes he did, or he'd tell the manager, hey, I'm coming out. And the fact, just the mere fact that he would go out, one of the times we went out was, you know, around midnight somewhere. And we went out and visited one of his crews that was at work getting set up for an event that was going to be happening the next day, and cleaning and portering and so forth. And it was, you could really see how that made a difference in his business, that he was so hands-on with that whole the whole way he ran his business. So I can definitely see the, you know, the reasoning behind that.
When Randall, you shouldn't, you know, you don't need to tell your employees you're going out. You just go out. One of the things, if you, the confidence you got in your employee, then pretty much that you just know. You get up, you go out. They're going to always make mistakes, put it this way. But the good part about it is you, that is hands-on, the boss of the company, the owner, the supervisor, you will be able to catch what is happening out there and correct it. You know, so.
Right, and it is your name on the door, let's face it. And they're, they want to have that job just like you want them to have the job, and the only way that that's going to happen is if everybody does a good job for the customer. So, yeah, and it's like a constant training session, really, where you know, you learn what the bosses will put up with and what they're after, and then that lets the employees take the lead from there. Another contractor, a friend of mine that among my many friends in the contracting business, he always says that that no employee is going to do it better than he tells them, and that he that he does it. They might do it just as well, but the chances that they're going to do it better than what his standards are is, probably remote. And I think that's human nature, and it's a good thing on your side to have figured out. How do you train your employees? And are Jamaicans part of your labor force?
We got from Hispanic, Asians, Caucasians. Yes, we're pretty much a variety here. We got women.
And I feel like, women seem to do, over time I've seen, do just an excellent job, and they're underutilized, I think, in the sweeper workforce. They're,
I tell you, I just love seeing women operating equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like seeing them taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do it, believe me, it is done right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good observation, because that has been mine as well too. And of course, those are generalities, and we can all get in trouble by citing generalities, especially these days. But if there are people out there listening that have not given women a real good look as part of their workforce, I'd sure encourage them to do that, because
they should.
Yeah, they really should.
They could do it. If somebody would have told me that a couple of years ago, I'd probably tell you, no, it's going to be too hard.
Well, it just isn't. That's the case of it. What is your market like? Is it highly competitive, cutthroat kind of market that we hear about in other parts of the country, or have you been spared that? That's what I would imagine that it is.
Yeah. Highly competitive, and it is also very cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
One of my issues here in South Florida is having to deal with companies that claim they're sweeping and sweeping without the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And having, if I may, I would call it, a sweeper scam, a sweeping scam.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes me visiting other properties, I do park and watch my competitor a lot of times, and you look at it like you having the proper equipment versus a person going out there with a pickup truck, a pick stick, a dustpan, and claiming they're sweeping. Then you have to deal with them having trying to bid with a price. Then sometimes manager will ask you to match that price. There's just no way.
Right.
So these are the things that we're dealing with down here in Florida when it comes on to the market here.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because you pour your very best, using all your resources, getting up a property to the best look possible. Then months after, just know that you lose it to somebody that bids lower than you. And when you do your research and realize, person has no equipment.
Right, and maybe no insurance, and they're not dumping correctly, and on it goes.
So you put all of that into perspective, and there's no way you could match up with these people. What should you do? Are you going to try to beat their prices? It's not going to happen. I mean, a sweeper truck is like a big baby, very delicate. And when they break, they break.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to repair. So insurance on these things is huge.
Well, and that's oftentimes what happens, is that you don't get the contracts back until their first major sweeper repair or they wear one out, and then, of course, they're out of the game.
Exactly. Or they normally comes around to leave, and they can't get up to leave with a backpack blower. They could do one property, but they won't be able to do a full route, and so it start backing up. Then the manager start wondering what happened. Well, your company doesn't have a sweeper.
Right.
That's how you get them back sometimes.
Good observation.
In Superior, you got to be honest with your client. Put it this way. I can't do nothing else than being honest. Like I said, when we just started out, we pretty much shoot to get the equipment because I didn't want to go tell a client that I'm sweeping. You can't sweep without a sweeper. You know, so we at least try to have a sweeper, and we didn't try to outdo it where we're going to have so much properties that one truck couldn't handle it, then we have to resort to doing what our competitors are doing out there. I don't want that. So we try to creep before we walk.
Makes perfect sense. Is getting labor difficult there, or is there more than you know what to do with?
It is difficult getting the right personnel. Let's say it is difficult getting the guys that really wants to work. They will come on, and they do give you the best talks. But going out there after a few weeks, it never lasts. And you're looking for consistency. You don't want to, today you do a nice job on the property, and tomorrow it is not that good. That's not what a client is paying for. Client is paying for perfection, and you've got to aim for that at all times. Like I tell my staff, you need to try to aim for the stars, but if you reach the moon, you would still be a far way up. So that is still good.
That's very good. I agree. In the time that you have worked as a sweeping contractor, have you run into anything unusual that people have dumped off?
Oh, sure. I can remember one time working for a previous company that I used to work for, driving a sweeper truck. One of my guy, my helper, blowing the walkway, and this was at a shopping center. And keep blowing, and there was a guy laying down. You realize the guy wasn't moving even when he gets close with a backpack blower, you know. So I signal him to blow past the guy. But blowing, you realize the guy still moves, so try to shoot the guy up. Guy didn't move. Turn out that was the guy died on the walkway, you know. So that slowed down our night, because once we dialed 911, we had to stay there for almost the whole entire night until they quite figured this out. Another incident we find also, but this was with Superior. A couple of months ago, we found a dead alligator inside a dumpster area with eggs, of course, but no tail. Tail was gone. Somebody took the tail. So we do run into a little situation like that.
So somebody would have taken the tail to eat it.
Well, that's why we realized that seems like they did kill the alligator inside there with the eggs just to get the tail.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. We meet up another weeks ago. There's two couples in the parking lot arguing, fighting over custody of a child. To my surprise, the guy pulled a fire on him out. Yeah.
That's a scary time.
Oh, yeah. As a owner on the street at night, oh, believe me, I see a lot. I seems to be always the first on the accident scene at night for some reason. You know, my business manager always tell me, what else are you going to out there see? Because I'm always the guy to see those stuff.
Well, that's because you're out there. Let's face it. That's the reason of it.
It's a different world out there, man. When it comes on to nighttime, it's just you deal with a different world.
It's a different world, yes, it is. It is indeed. Let's talk about some of the other things you have on your website. You talk about a couple of things that I think most people don't think about, but yet they could easily do it. One is garage clean out and junk removal. What kind of calls do you get on that, where clients have tenants that move out or they're remodeling, that kind of thing?
Well, when it comes down to that situation, especially in this economy, a lot of people walk away from just up and leave. And, you know, property management company will call us, and we have to go inside space and do an entire clean out, furniture, desks, whatsoever inside there. We do call it bulk trash removal. We'll pretty much just clean it up, set it up for the next tenant, properly dispose of it is one of the things. But we find we've been getting a lot of calls for stuff like that because people can't pay their rent anymore. They get frustrated. They just move out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another set calls we get is people constantly throwing old furniture on the properties. They'll be moving from the house and just dump everything on the property.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we come in when we get that call. Or I see it, or my guy see it. We take a picture of it and report it to our client. We get the okay to clean it up.
And do you do that by email, or do you drop them off, or what do you do there? How do you show them
We do that by email.
Mm-hmm.
It's good now that you could text a picture over on your smartphone. So we do a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm. Have you had the talk with your drivers about not talking on a cell phone now? Of course, your drivers aren't CDL guys probably, but
no. But that's a huge deal, big deal when it comes on in our company. I tell them a lot of times that don't give me an excuse, because when I see you, I'm going to tell you you've been on it for a long time. So pretty much, if you have to use your cell phone, stop the equipment, do what you're doing with your cell phone, then start again. But do not operate these equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And talking on your cell phone. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You get comfortable using a cell phone, so just imagine you trying to operate an equipment and on your cell phone.
Yeah. One of the things that just as an example, heads up to some of the contractors out there listening, and of course some of the other people as well, but one of the things I have in my private life is an art truck, and it's very colorfully decorated and so forth, but I'm also involved with what might be called the art car scene or groups, and there are an enormously creative and decorated art vehicles that are out there that go to rallies and so forth, just like, you know, any antique cars or classic cars or show cars or anything else. And one of the things we talk about as, you know, some people drive across the country in these just outlandish cars, you know, they're all manner of decorated, and they talk about the fact that oftentimes when people are on a cell phone, they don't even notice them. And it's because they don't have enough attention to drive and be on a cell phone, and they don't notice that the car next to them is, you know, covered with whatever it happens to be covered with. Maybe it's covered with grass you could mow, or it's covered with animal figurines, or it's in the shape of a telephone or something like that, and people don't even see it when they're on a cell phone. So I know in Washington State, where I'm located, when they put that band together, one of the things that moved the voters of the state to vote that cell phone ban in, where you at least had to be hands-free, was the statistics that people on cell phones got into accidents with the same frequency statistically as people who were legally drunk. So that's quite a statistic if you think about it.
That's huge. But you do get lost in your conversation on a cell phone while driving. Also, remember, a sweeper truck tends to make sharp turns and curves in a parking lot. You need both hands.
Well, that's right. And you need not to hit your sweeping head against the curb either.
Exactly. Our trucks, we pay an awful lot of money to get them wrapped. We probably one of the only sweeper company down here that wrap our trucks.
Well, talk about that. And we have photos as part of the story. But what is the value in that? I mean, I know the answer to this, but why don't you tell people what you found the value to be in having your trucks be wrapped?
Marketing, for one. But having the trucks wrapped, it tells everybody that is on the road pretty much what we do. You don't just see a sweeper truck. You're literally seeing a outline of what this company does on our trucks. Once you pull up beside a Superior Property Maintenance truck, you have no doubt. You're looking at the truck. You're seeing exactly what we do in the parking lot. It is showing you whether you see a porter walking, changing a bag. These are the picture that the truck depicts. It carries, each side of the truck carries a few photographs and what we're doing on a property. It might be showing you a guy with a backpack blower. It will show you another truck sweeping. It will show you somebody changing a bag, stuff like that. And it's just a huge billboard that is out there. The truck goes different places for night. And what better way to advertise your company? In the same sense, it gives a great look. It's just neat out there.
Well, I agree completely. Why people don't use those trucks as billboards, I just don't understand. And also, get, if you have the choice, get a sweeper that has an engine shroud on it, which gives you this huge billboard.
It's a little bit more expensive, but I do love the shrouds on the truck. But also, it's a huge deal to take care of it, because if you don't have people that is carrying your equipment, then they're just going to rip them wrap up. They'll just tear them to pieces.
Well, that's true too. But that's like anything else, really. You know, it's only as good as the people that are out there taking care of it.
Right.
The other thing I'd like to ask, that from your website, that is a bigger deal in Florida, no doubt, than it is in many parts of the country, but storm cleanup. I know hurricane season is a very serious thing. You get a number of tropical storms probably every year. Talk about that, if you would. How far do you go in cleaning up that? I mean, obviously, if it's a storm, you can't do much with a sweeper till the very end. So, you know, what is it that you do and that you've done?
Oh, pretty much, Roger. No, you know, we do use our sweeper just as we're cleaning up debris. We have our whole crew out there. We're taking up the limbs. The sweeper is going around. At the same time, we're removing the limbs. What we do, we first get on scene, remove any clogged drain so we could get the water off the property, pretty much. Then we start taking up tree branches. We clear a section of a parking lot and allow the sweeper to start moving. This fashion, you find that Superior gets ahead when it comes on to storm cleaning up, because our trucks are right there with us. A dump truck, we got the roll-offs, we got whatever we need, chainsaws, everything. It's pretty much right on hand. So we don't just go out there trying to remove the branches first, then this, no. Everything is being done at the same time.
And I would think that that's something that your customers would really appreciate as well, is that you'd be available to them for them to do that kind of cleanup, because it all does fit into the same kind of a basket.
Yeah.
And then what types of property maintenance do you do?
Pretty much, let's say we do almost everything. We do from fencing. We pretty much we have roofers and staff. We have electricians and staff. Landscaping on staff. We got our own maintenance landscaping team. You have the property. We do provide a service on the property. I was called today because of a area that got flooded out. While I was under a truck, got a call from a client, so I had to take myself out and attend to the client. That call was because of the hard rain that fell. An area of a roof and a beauty salon caved in. And we had to take up the floor. I had to call our guys to get the floor up and start with the humidifier and the fans and start drying out that area. So we do all of that too.
Well, that's very full service. Indeed. Well, we've covered most all of the business parts that I know to ask the questions. Is there anything you'd like to add in for listeners, either contractors or your customers or prospects in your area that you'd like people to know about your business?
Well, there's for the one thing I'd really stress to our clients, prospective clients, is that at Superior Property Maintenance, we only know to do the right thing. And the right thing by you is to do what we say on contract. We do go above and beyond to make sure our client stays happy, feels happy, look happy at all times. A couple nights ago, one of my guy called and he says, we're sweeping this property, but the other side of the road that is not our property, it's loaded with leaves, and it makes the work that we're doing on this side look bad. I said, is the truck with you? He said, yes. And I said, well, it takes nothing to get that side of the road to make our property look good. If that is going to make our property look bad and make the work that we're doing look bad on this side, then remove it. Stuff like that. We go way above our calling to make sure our client stays happy. And pretty much just want them to know out there that Superior Property Maintenance is true. We remained real. And we're the company to use. We're the company to try. We're not claiming to be the number one in South Florida. But we would like to be your number one maintenance company.
Well, I think what it sounds to me like you've made very clear is that you're doing your best to be to provide the number one service that's out there. And I have to tell you, putting it that way about cleaning a property across the street, which is something that you can't really teach. It's not going to be in the contract, and it's innovative, and it sets you apart. It just put me to mind of the number one rental car company in the country, which was Hertz for all the time I was growing up, for decades. But suddenly, another company was out there that would pick you up. Hmm. And Hertz is not number one any longer. So I think that's a good testament to the type of service that you're willing to provide and to really set yourself apart from the other companies in the area that do that kind of work. You know, that's what it takes, I think, in this economy and really in every economy to have happy customers and keep them happy and to grow your business. And clearly you have learned that kind of innovation and work ethic. And I should bring up that I know that you are providing me with this interview. We're late in your day, and you talked about having fixed, as the chief mechanic there as well, fixed four major things on pieces of equipment today, and still are gracious enough to provide this interview with me. So I think that says something right there, too.
It is always a pleasure, pretty much, to share pretty much what we do at Superior Property Maintenance. It is always a pleasure to sit down and really do share it, what we do here. Working on the sweepers, the sweeper also teach me. You know, I was under a sweeper a couple of days ago, and I do the inspection every day. Once they comes in, they go on a washstand, then they come back for an inspection, then a repair. I was under one of them, and I shook it, you know, shaking the head on there, and I realized, well, the head doesn't feel so firm on there. So I started pushing it from side to side. I'm thinking, okay, seems like I lose a nut off the bolt from one of the cylinder. I look under there, and so said, so done. It was there. So sometimes they speak to you themselves.
Well, I'll tell you, you have to be listening. That's the thing, Leon. You have to be listening, and you have to be taking the time to do it right. And taking, you know, willing to go that extra mile to really look at what's going on with whether it's a piece of equipment or a property or an employee. It's clear to me that that's one of the things that you do, and there's no doubt in my mind that that contributes a lot to your success. You're doing a lot of things right. I applaud you for that, and if there's not something else you'd like to leave people with, I think that's as good a spot as any.
For now, that is it. We just say we'll continue giving the best services out there. I know that property managers, once they have a contractor, parking lot is the last thing they want to be worried about when they walk in on one of their properties. They don't want to be worried about coming in and the parking lot is a mess. And so that's what we're there for. We're there to put down the broom, hitting the curb, put down our head, picking up on your sand, your gravels off your surface to make your property looking better.
That just about says it all. So I very much thank you for your time. And we've been speaking with Leon Nelson. He heads up Superior Property Maintenance Services, and they're located in the Fort Lauderdale area. They are World Sweepers June 2012. Contractor of the Month, well-deserved, Leon, and again, congratulations on what your story has been in getting to where you are today, as well as the kind of company you have been able to build there in the Fort Lauderdale market area. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.